Right, it's just coming up to 11:29. You're listening to a Show Award on Phoenix 98 FM. And I'm joined in the studios by my guests. I've got Julian Rich Clifford on, who's the vocalist from the band, and Ernie on the lead guitar, who's here. And they're from The Young Once. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Michelle.
Have I got your names? Oh, that was a very sexy voice you did then. Was that a special radio voice?
Well, it's your eyes. It's your eyes, Michelle.
Oh, I like, well, I've got two of them. That's always a good point. And now you've come in to talk about the band, and we're going to be playing some of your music as well. And next time you come in, we'll have some live playing in the studio, I think. You like the sound of that?
That would be great. We must say hello to all your listeners as well, who are tuned in.
And you've got some friends out there listening, haven't you, today?
Well, we could say hello, but I know one of them's not going to be tuned in till 10:45.
Why not? It's so rude.
Because he's got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, dear. Sorry. We'll do it then. Now, talking about the band, the sort of music you play Cliff Richard, Shadows, you've got The Searchers, Chuck Berry, that's the sort of genre you play. But when did you guys all originally, did you all meet up sort of a very long time ago? Have you all started playing at different times? How old were you when you kind of all met?
Well, we met about, I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago, and we had various changes in the band. So we've met quite late in life, really, so we're quite privileged to be doing what we're doing right now at our time of life.
Yeah.
And also it stops us hanging around on street corners with beer cans, etc. So we're very fortunate that we gradually got the band together. We auditioned various people, and we've got to a stage now where we've got really professional musicians.
Yeah.
So we don't just end up as an ordinary band. It takes it, with the right people, it lifts it to another level, and that's the key, really.
Yeah, it is one of those things when you form a band, isn't it? Because you've got people that kind of, you go, all right, he's not probably playing it quite well, but we'll keep him in because he's the one who brings the PA. But as you get older, sorry,
that would be me then.
But as you get older, you do want a band where everybody, you want to enjoy yourself and have something that just sounds fantastic, don't you?
Yeah, we're not really using Zimmerfranes right now. Yeah,
but the point you're making is exactly right. When you've got all the right components working together well, then it's a good show. Mm. You can concentrate on giving the public a great time with the performance and the memories of Cliff Richard and the Shadows music, along with some of the others.
So when you started off, Rich, you're the vocalist in the band. When did you start singing? When did you realise you could sing?
Gosh. Well, professionally speaking, probably from 1975 onward. Mm. So I've been in different bands and done quite a lot of solo work and bits and bobs like that. But it's been nice arriving at this point in around about 2004, and then meeting some of the guys a little bit later to form Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. Well, not form, really, was it? It was already going. You just had to get new drummers, perhaps, and new singers at some point.
Yeah. Various people have come in and left along the way for various happy and not so happy reasons. And I mean, we lost our original singer 2 years ago to due to health reasons, and so that was quite traumatic. But he met Julian actually as he was in the last stages of his illness, and he was very, it was a great handover, really. Although it was extremely painful for everyone, Julian stepped in, and the band was able to carry on because life goes on.
Yeah. And obviously he would have wanted that as well, because it's music and people, it makes people celebrate, doesn't it? Music is one thing that brings people together.
Oh, fantastic. And John, I mean, we do all kinds of music, really. A lot of it is, I mean, you can't beat rock and roll, frankly, Michelle. Yeah. We've played this alongside blues bands, and I love blues, but I mean, if anything's going to get people dancing, it's going to be rock and roll. Mm. And not only that, the band does great ballads as well. Did I say ballads or salads?
Ballads. Okay. We'd be working in a restaurant if it was a salad.
Funny enough, we are playing in, we've got a little gig at the Bardswell restaurant in Brentwood.
Now, the Bardswell Club, I only went there a week or two ago. What a fantastic, have you been there before?
No, what's it like?
Oh, it's fabulous. The crowd in there, love music, got a great stage, pretty good bar prices as well, I must admit. Okay. And parking.
Oh, fantastic. Good.
So what date is it?
That is on the 11th of July. I happened to write that down before we came in.
How old were you when you picked up the guitar?
14.
And who were you listening to back then that you sort of thought, I want to play?
Well, I wasn't really, and that was around about the time that Apache came into the charts.
Yeah.
And that was such a different sound, if you can imagine. And then Petula Clark and etc. were in the charts as well. And this guy brought this red guitar in to the school. I was actually at North Romford Comprehensive School in Collier Row.
Yeah.
And he brought this red guitar in and this amplifier, and it was really loud, and it totally impressed me, the colour of it and the absolute noise. So I never looked back, really, and so I bought my own guitar and took it forward from there, really, and gradually getting the hang of it now.
Now, we're going to play the first song. This is off the album You're Only Young Once, and this is track number 6, which is your version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Why this is it's a beautiful song. So tell us why. What made you pick this, and what sort of style have you done it in?
Well, this the style is done is a band that was not known really well called Night Riders, and they were around at the time, and I got hold of a recording, and I know the actual bass player who did the arrangement for this. So it's not my arrangement; it's by a guy called Tony Clout, and I still play with Tony, and I've done shows with Tony as well. And it's his arrangement and of the band called the Night Riders. In the 70s.
Lovely. And who's doing the vocals on this?
Well, you'd have to listen really hard for that, because there aren't any.
Oh, it's an instrumental. Oh, I didn't know it was an instrumental. I thought there was going to be some. I'd have been waiting for the singing to come in. I didn't know. Right, here we go. Here's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'm going to play it for you now. Joining me in the studio, we've got Julian and Cliff. So that was you playing lead guitar there?
That was me.
Lovely. I called you Julian and Cliff. It's Julian and Ellie. What am I doing? Why have you got two names? That's what I'm getting confused for. We've got Julian, Cliff.
So that's right, because I'd be here with myself if it was Julian and Cliff. But it's Ernie Lampsell, of course. Can we dedicate that Somewhere Over the Rainbow to Colleen Pryor, who does our Facebook site.
Aww.
And bless her, because she's not having an easy time of it, so we're thinking of her.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, the music you play, as you said, The Shadows, Buddy Holly, Eddie Cochran. What is it like when you come along to see you guys at a gig? How long does it take for people to start dancing?
Well, We aim to get people on the floor pretty quick.
Yeah.
But it really depends on your crowd, and we try to read the crowd. We've got great dance music. We don't just do Cliff and the Shads, as you said.
Yeah.
And we put great foot tappers in there, and people get on the floor pretty quick with the band. We're quite interactive. Well, Julian is.
Yeah.
So we don't bully people, but generally the music we play, if people want to dance, they're going to be there pretty quick.
Yeah. Now, you wear, I've seen, you wear a special jacket on the events.
Now, are we thinking of the one I got from Turkey, which is the silver one?
I thought this was a pink jacket that you had.
Oh, so if any that our rhythm guitarist says that I look like a turkey when I wear the silver one.
Yeah, I think it's good. But do the rest of the boys, can they wear that, or is it just for the lead singer?
The pink jacket's just for me, isn't it?
No, Julian's the only one that wears lipstick and and foundation and pink jackets.
You have to when you're the lead. You understand, don't you, Julian? You have to be out there at the front,
Ernie.
So, did you ever actually meet? Did you actually ever meet Cliff Richard? And have you ever met Hank Marvin in your times, or seen them geek?
Well, I mean, I'll let Julian take this in the main, but I did meet. I got all the signature of Cliff and the Shads, and we went backstage at the Circus Tavern because my brother-in-law was the musical director there, and they all looked suitably tired after the gig. And oh, not another album! But I've got the album signed by them. Yes, that's my claim to fame. So, Julian,
I was lucky enough to be invited to the Birmingham NEC for Cliff's 50th birthday. Wow. celebrations after the concert there, only by virtue of the fact that there was a band called Cut Loose, who did a Buddy Holly tribute, and they said, "We've been booked to play Cliff's 50th. Would you like to be a roadie?" And I said, "Yes, please."
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now, you've got your Facebook page. You've actually got your website as well, which is all the W's, the youngonce.co.uk. What sort of venues are you playing and what sort of gigs have you got coming? Are you doing any festivals or anything this year?
No. Well, we're doing the Lions Festival later on in Mersey, and we've done that for the last 2 years. We headlined last year, and we're headlining this year as well for them. We're also, in terms of a festival, we're doing the UK Jaguar Car Owners Club, which is a national thing, which is a 2-day event. So we're doing that in May. Mm-hmm. But generally, we do clubs as well. In fact, to be honest with you, Michelle, we do anything that pays.
Now, how many... Is there five of you in the band altogether?
Yeah, generally it's five. We cut the cloth according to, you know, the fee, etc. But we've got a lighting guy as well. We bring our own lighting along.
Yep.
And sometimes on a bigger event where we have to do dinner music, we might take a keyboard player along as well.
Yep. So you want to give a shout-out to the guys in the band as well, the other guys?
I don't like them.
I'll do it.
Judy will be kind.
Okay, well, there's Michael Norrington on rhythm guitar. There's Bruce Wheeler on bass guitar, and he's kind of the director of the band to some degree, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great.
And Andy Terrell, I'm never sure if I pronounce his surname right. He's on drums, and he's a fabulous drummer.
Yeah.
And then Adrian, what's Adrian's surname?
Ah,
well, he's the keyboard player.
Anyway.
He was the keyboard player. He's been replaced now by somebody else.
Do we just call him the keyboard player?
We'll have to think about that. We do know it, but it's going out of our head. And then, of course, the lighting technician and roadie is Geordie Dick. Richard.
So you don't have to set up your own PA?
Yes, we set all our own gear up.
But the guy who does it, you've got somebody who does it for you, so you can just turn up and do your singing, you can turn up and play your guitar.
Yeah, he operates the desks and the lighting.
That's serious, that is. That's a thing that most bands have to do themselves, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we all pitch in. I mean, I wouldn't
not making
say
you
that
sound like you're lazy. It just sounds like a bit like, you know, Wembley. Like, here we go, Wembley. That's everything set up. It's you just somebody tune your guitar up for you as well.
Oh, you are naughty. No, we all help with the PA and we tune our own instruments.
Well, see, Michelle,
it's just playing that we have a problem.
It is. Michelle, the benefit for me, of course, is I only carry a microphone.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you have a tambourine?
Don't tell them.
No, don't tell them. Right, there's no tambourine. Now, the songs, you've got loads of songs. You've got albums. You've got two copies here. We're going to play another track from the album. So you've got Give Me Time and You're Only Young Once, which they are going to be going on iTunes shortly, so you'll be able to buy them. But you can probably go through the website if people want to get hold of a CD. And also you've got your Facebook page as well. Have you written any sort of original material over the years, or have you tried, or do you just like doing the music that you do?
Yeah, we've both written original material. Mm. For my part, they're instrumentals.
Yeah.
And I think they're fabulous.
Yeah.
The ones I've written.
And do you put them into a gig?
No, not really. No, they're only done for my pleasure. In fact, I haven't even copyrighted them.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the tracks are on the album that we've got, the albums we've got here.
I think you have got an original on there, isn't it?
Which one is
well,
that?
Well, we can play one of the originals. Before we do, we're going to play another song. Look, it's A Voice in the Wilderness. Is that correct? That's the one, isn't it?
And I'll be singing this one.
Oh. Yeah, don't make me look a fool again with that lovely, but where the vocals are not coming in. So here we go. Here is another track from the band, and this one has vocals by Julian, and it's called A Voice in the Wilderness. And who originally did this song?
It was Cliff Richard in the Shadows.
Oh, when from? Is this from sort of the 60s or 70s?
Ooh.
50s?
1959? Might have been 1959.
You both wouldn't have been born by then.
Quite right.
Yeah, here we go. Nobody is Julian on vocals there. We got a vocal in the end. We got a vocal in the end. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the guys who are in the band called The Young Once. You can have a look at their website, which is all the W's. I've got it here. Here we go. All the W's, theyoungonce.co.uk. And they specialise in playing Cliff and the Shadows, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, The Searchers. If you guys could work with anybody in the music industry, just thinking about your fantasy musician, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a really difficult one there, Michelle.
Because,
well, work with someone. The trouble is, the people that inspire you are going to be the ones that probably you're never going to be as good as.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to be next to Hank Marvin and say, how did you do this? How did you do that?
Yeah.
But then you get to a stage. I'll tell you a story. I fortunate enough to have Peter Green came into my house a year ago. And it was difficult not just to mumble in front of him and say gushing things.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult when in practice when you get to someone who's your hero, really, and get in front of someone. But I'd like to actually spend half hour with Hank and say, how did you do that fantastic run on the end of Move It when the final live tour and stuff like that, you know? And he'd probably yawn.
He might not do. And Julian, who is the person that you would love to sort of, you know, do a duet with or sing with or...
Was it? Can I just go back? Keith Green, was it you mentioned?
Peter Green.
Peter Green, of course it was. Yeah, who's for the younger listeners, obviously Fleetwood Mac. For me, you know, I'd like to go rocking with Status Quo.
Yeah.
Francis Rossi and Rick Parfitt, and they've played the Brentwood Centre, haven't they?
Yeah. So very, very still very popular. They sell out every time. I've got people I know that go to see them. Their shows are fantastic, and they sell out all over the country every time they play. Every time.
Good. So that's just about it, really. I haven't got the hair to rock out with them, really, but nor have they now, these days.
Just standing stationary on the stage. That would be something to look forward to. Now, you've got loads of gigs coming up, which you can check out on your Facebook page. And what do you think, by the way, just, you know, what do you think, if you would have remembered sort of talent shows going back probably to the 70s, when they were a little bit, maybe a bit kinder, would you guys ever sort of go on anything like The X Factor or try and do anything like X Factor or Britain's Got Talent? Would that be something that would interest you?
Do you know, my personal view is absolutely not.
Mm.
And the reason for that is when I watch The X Factor, I don't really, but they are absolutely mercenary. Because one of the guys, a young fella who's actually got involved in the Shadows type music, and it's most unusual for him to come on board because it's a dying kind of thing with guitarists. He went along on Britain's Got Talent, and they were so rude to him, although he played this wonderful song. And so I think it's all about impact on TV, nothing about the actual artists. And so I'm just totally underwhelmed by that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas The Voice, when I watch The Voice and I see the people there, they seem to be so positive about the people. Even the people that don't do so well, they're treated gently, let down gently, and so it's good entertainment, but it's all edifying stuff, whereas The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent doesn't seem to be too uplifting.
Yeah, and what about yourself, Julian?
I would have to agree about The Voice, but I guess we have to remember these modern-day pop shows and pop television programmes for young artists are very much like Oh Boy was for Cliff Richard in his time, and then Opportunity Knocks and things like that.
Mm.
And Stars in Your Eyes, I guess, would have been the only place for me if I was going to do a Cliff tribute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think there's a place for them. And the modern-day ones are probably the pop shows to end all pop shows because it's...
Yeah,
it's very big now, isn't it?
Yeah, where can you go from there? Now, we have a few hellos, don't you, for a few people.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
I'm going to say hello to some friends of mine. Some of these people are songwriters.
I thought you were going to say some of these people I don't even like, I thought you were going to say.
Ernie can do that. He's the only one who's got friends that perhaps he might not like.
I haven't got any friends.
Oh, right, there we go.
They call me Lonely Lamprell.
Well, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? Anyway, singer-songwriters, these guys are actually from the Brentwood area. Graham Harris will be listening. If you're listening, Graham, all the best with the new house and the new lady. And Chris Mumford, now he's the one that should now have come out of the doctor's appointment. I'd like to say hello to him. We said hello to Colleen Pryor, who does our Facebook for Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. And Jeff Shaw, he's a guitarist with another tribute band like ours. Say no more.
There we go.
Thank you.
Well, it's really lovely to meet you. If you want to find out more about the guys and you want to book them, it's Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. It's all the W's, theyoungones.co.uk. You can find out more. What's the Facebook page? Is it just the Young Ones?
Is it not on there?
I can't see it. It's not on there. It's not on the card.
I think if anyone goes onto Facebook and searches for Rich Clifford, they will find us.
Lovely. Well, it's lovely to have you in the studio. And don't forget, you'll be at the Bardswell Club. Don't you forget, because you didn't know Julian, on the 11th of July. If you want to get down and see the guys there. And, you never know. You might even catch them at the Brentwood Festival. I'll give you the details for the guy running that. That's fantastic. That's 3 days of music.
Thank you. Three stages. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
And they've got lovely food as well. That's what you need for musicians. Right, 11:56. Thanks very much to the guys. I'll be back in a while after this.
It's My Brunch is brought to you.